Music says it must be time for Relationship CPR, the program that helps you live out Romans 12:18. I'm your host, Ron Price, relationship speaker and author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox book series. Our topic today is dealing with emotional people in emotional situations. I don't even know why we have to cover this. You never interact with people who are emotional, do you? Okay, we'll get to it. We're all capable at times of not operating so much out of our thinking brain, the frontal lobe, but more out of the limbic system or amygdala, the emotional brain. And again, it's part of our human condition, nothing to be ashamed of. However, we've got to be careful, because while we need the emotional component of our brain, it's a terrible decision maker. Just horrible. Road rage, going postal, lots of bad experiences happen because people are making decisions from their emotional brain, not their thinking brain. So let me give you some thoughts to consider. You're dealing with somebody who's, we could probably say irrational, but certainly emotional, upset, distraught, lots of words we could put in there. I've got one rule number one, and it's inviolate. Don't listen to anything else I'm going to say if you don't listen to rule number one. Fair enough? Rule number one, protect yourself. Safety for all concerned. If they're emotional to the point where they could become violent or they could say or do something that would really damage the relationship or themselves or you for that matter, get out of there. Call for help. Call for backup. Do whatever you have to do. Rule number one is safety for all concerned. Everybody agree? Okay, we can move on then. Another tip I want to share with you is don't take it personally. Now, that's easy for me to say. So easy, I'll say it again. Don't take it personally when somebody is, as I guess the expression, going off on you. They're having a fit and they're taking it out on you. Don't take it personally. Now, maybe sometimes you should. Maybe you did do something or didn't do something, whatever the case, that caused them to be in their agitated state. But more often than not, chances are they're just upset about something else and you happen to be there. Zig Ziglar, bless his heart, used to tell a story about a kid who kicked a cat, and I won't tell you the whole story, but the reason the kid kicked his cat is because his mother's boss's boss's boss got a speeding ticket on the way to work that day. It's a good story, maybe some other time, but again, when people are taking out their frustrations on you, if you take it personally, then you've lost your ability to minister to that person. You've lost your ability to stay cool, calm, and collected, because now you've matched them, and you're going to get emotional as well, and good luck with that situation after that. Another tip I want to give you is watch your body language. Now, I'm not a big fan of body language, probably because I haven't studied into it that much. I'm sure there is some science to it, but I also know this. We can read into body language messages that probably aren't there, or it's certainly at least not intended. So be aware of your own body language. Make sure your face is not sending a message that you're bothered and wish they'd go away or whatever. Folding of the arms, you know, when I do this in live workshops, I'll fold my arms and I'll ask people, what does that mean? They go, you're cold, you're closed off, you're distant, and then finally somebody will say, or maybe you're cold, or maybe you're comfortable. And I'll amen that, because those are possibilities too. So be aware, especially of your own body language. Pay some attention to the others, and if you see something that makes you think, yeah, they are distraught about something, you might want to bring it up. But again, do it carefully. Unless you're a great expert in body language, just be mildly aware of it and make sure yours is not contributing. Now, if the other person's arms are folded and they've got a scowl on their face, well, that's more information that, again, that maybe they're upset. Same with you. So, body language. Tip number four, smile. But please don't overdo it. If you have somebody in front of you who's all upset and you put on a smile the size of the Cheshire Cat from Alice in Wonderland, yeah, I'm laughing as I say that, I don't think you're going to make the situation better. But a gentle smile, just a gentle upturning of the corners of your mouth, you're sending a message that, you know what, it's okay. We'll get through this. It's going to be all right. So please, absolutely smile. But you might want to practice it in the mirror to make sure you're not overdoing it. I don't think any teeth need to be shown. You're not laughing. If they think you're laughing at them, ooh, good luck with that. But that leads us into the next tip that I want to share with you, which is, in fact, laughter. We know from the Bible, of course, that laughter is a good medicine, and I propose that if you're dealing with an irate person, a hostile person, an upset person, emotional person, I'm suggesting that you introduce some laughter into that situation. Now, I hope you're arguing with me. Again, when I do this in workshops, I'll ask people, I'll say, please, somebody argue with me. And here's the bottom line. As far as I'm concerned, if you can get the other person laughing with you, yeah. Laughter's a good medicine, we know, and a soft answer turns away wrath, and lots of good reasons to help the other person laugh with you. But, capital B, capital U, capital T, if they think you're laughing at them, you might want to get a running start because you've just made the situation way worse than it needed to be. So, again, a gentle laughter. I remember one time, I won't get into the whole story, I was a probation parole officer and a lawyer was just, oh man, he was calling me names and terms, phraseologies that I've never seen in the Bible. And rather than react, I just said, well, Buford, does that mean I don't get to ride in your new car? I think I shared that on another program before, but it was great. He didn't laugh, but it did stop the hostility, and it got us talking with each other, not at each other. So again, use laughter if appropriate. My rule of thumb, when in doubt, leave it out. Speaking of out, I'm going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with you.
If you're enjoying these informative tips from Ron Price, be sure to visit his website, ronprice.com. There you'll find helpful articles and posts he has written, plus information about a video course he recorded for churches and small group ministries. Again, that's ronprice.com. If you have a specific question or situation you're facing, you may email him at ron@ronprice.com. Again, that's ron@ronprice.com.
All right, we're back talking about how do you deal with people who are emotional and emotionally charged situations. Talked about number one rule is personal safety for you and for them. You're doing them a favor if you prevent them from acting out on their emotions. Strive to not take it personally unless you know it was something you did or didn't do. And then, hey, if you messed up, fess up and move on. Don't try to downplay it or rationalize it. If you hurt the other person, come on. The Bible's full of guidance that tells us if we've wronged somebody else, we should go to them and try to make it right. I'm sure it's in Matthew, but I don't have my Bible open to that scripture right now. We talked about smiling gently but not overdoing it. We talked about using laughter judiciously. Again, getting somebody to laugh with you is good. Somebody thinks you're laughing at them, very bad. Use their name. That's another tip. Use their name when addressing them. There's some research that says that people love to hear the sound of their name. And by saying their name, I don't know if it's like they feel like their parents are talking to them or the Holy Spirit's talking to them, or I don't know. I'm sure they realize you're talking to them. Use their name. Again, people like to hear the sound of their name. Another tip, please be tactful. Don't say something that you know is going to make the situation worse. And again, if you don't know what to say, tell the person, I don't know what to say, and invite them to tell you more. Invite them to explain to you what's got them so upset. But ask them to please talk to you civilly, talk to you respectfully. You have the right to request that, and they in fact owe that to you. So be as tactful as you can. Always remember, address their behaviors. Don't ever say you're being childish or you're being this or whatever. Don't attack the person, but attack the behavior. Wow, it seems like you're awful upset about something, using language that I wish we wouldn't use. Can we have a more civil conversation? Address the behaviors, not the person. All right, another tip that you want to be aware of is to ask questions gently but firmly. Again, if you're dealing with somebody who's upset, somebody who's distraught, somebody who's not in their thinking brain, they're in their emotional brain, you want to help them get out of that. You want to help them get back to their thinking brain. So a great way to do that is to ask questions. And not questions like, what in the world's the matter with you? That's not a productive question to ask, but a question of something like, you know, I can see you're upset. Can you help me to understand why? Or I know you're upset. Can you help me? Is there something I did that brought that about? Or something to answer your question, they're going to have to get back to their thinking brain. They might try to answer it from their emotional brain. You bet I'm upset, blah, 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 blah. That's all right. Just stay calm. And ask your question again. If you're not matching their level, everything else being equal, they're going to have to match your level. Now, again, remember rule number one, safety. If you're dealing with somebody who's just not rational at all and is potentially a danger to you, to themselves, anybody else, then no, you've got to protect yourself. So have some questions ready to ask. How would you like me to handle this situation? I'm not really suggesting this, but if you could observe, I was going to suggest you be the hostile customer and watch how a customer service person treats you, but try to observe somebody else who's not acting cool and the customer service representative is handling it well. Or visit with a customer service if you know somebody. Hey, how do you deal with emotional people? You know, I need to do that. I could learn something. If you do that, by the way, and you get some great tips, please send them my way, ron@ronprice.com. I'm always on the lookout for more tips on how to deal with emotional people because they are everywhere. We talked before about timeout, calling a timeout the right way, about being disruptive. Timing matters. Again, if you're with somebody who's all upset and they're trying to talk to you, you can gently suggest, you know what, maybe this isn't the best time for us to talk. And you might want to own it. I'm not in a position to talk right now. Can we please postpone this? How about if we get together in a half an hour? Because I want to hear why you're upset. I just can't hear you well right now. Careful that you don't tell them, hey, you need to calm down. You need to cool out. You'll find out how much they do. So again, just some basic tips for dealing with difficult people, dealing with emotional people, I should say. There's probably a good reason. I don't know what that good reason might be, but none of us are in total control of our emotions. What's the expression? 24/7, 365. So we will encounter emotional people at times. We will be the emotional people at times. That's just life. So might be wise to have your loved ones, coworkers, friends listen to this program. So for those times when you're emotional, they'll know how to deal with you. What do you say? Well, that's it for today. Today's relationship topic was dealing with emotional people. I'm Ron Price, your host. You can contact me, by the way, if I stirred an interest or whatever, touched a nerve, whatever. Put a question in your mind, call me, 505-324-6328, 505-324-6328. If I can't talk to you right then, I will get back to you. We will talk. Or send me an email, ron@ronprice.com, ron@ronprice.com. If you're interested in any of my books, you can order them directly from amazon.com or even Barnes & Noble. But I sell them less expensively. I was going to say cheaper. I sell them directly from my own account, and you can email me ron@ronprice.com. I'll give you a Strong Tower Radio listener discount. This has been a Strong Tower Radio Network production.